It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
Missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mama like.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
Well, we are starting with a story of what was the highest paid screenwriter in Hollywood many years ago, now 80-year-old Joe Esterhaus. And he is back with what has been described as the biggest spec script sale of the year so far. So what was he known for? Mm-hmm. Well, he was known for the Paul Verhoeven-directed 1992 erotic thriller Basic Instinct. Mm-hmm. And it's reported that Amazon are looking, that they're going to pay $2 million up front, with a further $2 million if the project moves forward, for a reimagining of Basic Instinct.
Wow. They're not leaving it alone now.
They're not leaving it alone, and they're describing it as an anti-woke version. Oh. So in a sense, I suppose this probably takes us back to the signature of style that they didn't shy away from in the 90s as well. And there's talks as well that Sharon Stone is sort of circling the project to return to her role of Catherine. If you remember in the original film, Michael Douglas was a detective investigating this sort of serial killer and then engaged in an affair with the prime suspect as well. The original was made for $49 million and went on to make $353 million globally. There was a second movie in the series that didn't do much, but it did make a household name out of Sharon Stone overnight. So yeah, so it looks like it's coming back, and yeah, big sale.
Okay, tell us about Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd. So this is also something that has been tried before. We'll get to that in a minute. But Taika Waititi is set to direct a new feature film take on Judge Dredd. So Drew Pearse, who penned such films as Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, Iron Man 3 and The Fall Guy, is set to write the script. So the pair reportedly both grew up with the books and are friends and have been trying to find a project to work on together for years. So Judge Dredd was created in the 1970s. The comics unfold in a bleak future metropolis of Mega City 1, where cops are able to serve as judge, jury and executioner. And Dredd is one of the most noted officers in the city. Said it's been adapted before. So you had in 1995 the big budget film with Sylvester Stallone. Mm-hmm. And then actually in 2012 there was a better received film called Dredd that starred Carl Urban. And that one was written actually by Alex Garland. Mm. So the new take is said to be more in line with the dark satire and world building of the comics and could serve as a franchise launcher.
There you go. All right. Now, we spoke about Ryan Gosling last week. A huge amount of attention to his latest project, the Project Hail Mary. And you've more casting news for him, so he's keeping busy.
He's keeping very busy because it looks like he's in talks to star in and produce an action comedy called Tough Guys, and he may be starring alongside Will Ferrell in the movie. So two henchmen are fed up with being sort of disposable, and as a result they opt to break free from the criminal underworld and rewrite the rules as they abandon their ruthless boss and dodge the elite assassin on their trail. Daniel Gold penned the screenplay, and it seems Gosling loved it so much that he brought it to Will Ferrell, and the two of them are now looking to produce it.
Well, of course, they were in Barbie together, so this would be another pairing for them. Interesting. I think I can see them together, Ryan Gosling, Will Ferrell, making us laugh, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
You've some musical casting, Garrett.
Yeah, I do. Ariana Grande and Josh Gad are set to join directors John M. Chu and Jill Colton's forthcoming animated music film adaptation of the Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Mm. This is happening at Warner Brothers Animation. So the pair are going to lend their voices to the project based on the acclaimed and last published children's book, which was released in 1990. So the book follows a young boy on a wandering journey and encourages readers of all ages to embrace the adventures and opportunities that come their way, even when faced with setbacks or uncertainty. So, of course, Chu and Grande are coming off the success of Wicked, and obviously Wicked for Good will be ramping up soon in its publicity. She's also going to star in Meet the Parents 4, which is coming up, while Gad is working on Spaceballs 2. So all the Places You'll Go is actually set for a cinema release on March 17th, 2028.
A little while to wait on that one. Okay, now we last saw Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Lily Rose Depp together in Nosferatu. Are they reuniting?
It seems so, because if you remember many weeks back, we reported that Robert Eggers is going to be doing a new feature called Werewolf at Focus Features. Well, it looks like that he's set to get these two back to star in the movie. So the story's going to unfold in 13th century England and reportedly feature dialogue that's really, really true to the period. Oh. It'll also have translations, and annotations, as it uses Old English for the dialogue. Eggers himself has said it's a sort of medieval werewolf movie and the darkest thing that he's ever written.
Not saying something, because he does go dark.
He does go dark. You know, he's got a lot of projects on the go. And we talk about he's developing a Labyrinth sequel. Yeah. He's also got a Christmas Carol adaptation as well. But production on this one is expected to begin in September ahead of a debut on the big screen in Christmas 2026.
Well, from one extreme to the other. My Little Pony.
My Little Pony, yeah. So Hasbro, I suppose, coming off the success of, Barbie and the likes, looking for another property to take to the big screen. And now looks like the My Little Pony franchise is going to get that treatment. So the famed toys began in 1982, centred on a rainbow-hued young horses with neon manes and tails. So it's over 40 years since they were released. And yeah, they're going to sort of do this live-action project. We don't have any details of the creative personnel or anybody involved as yet. But as we get them, we'll update you on My Little Pony.
You. Yes, you will indeed. I've every faith in you. What about a trailer for us, Garrett? What have you picked?
Okay, so take a listen to this. This is from filmmaker Luca Guadagnino, an excellent filmmaker, and this one is called After the Hunt.
I need to speak with you, okay? Hank walked me home. He asked for a nightcap, which, it's fine. He's Hank. Everybody loves Hank.
What are you saying happened?
He crossed the line.
But what actually happened?
It's the right thing to do, isn't it? To tell someone and, give in your history.
What does that mean, my history? So are you going to tell me why this is not true?
Aunt Maggie cheated.
I told her I suspected she plagiarized. And the next day, utter fabrication.
These kids have had everything handed to them in their lives. Insist that the world stop at the first slip of victimization.
It's just amazing to me. A young black woman can get assaulted and all these white people figure out a way to make it about themselves.
Yeah, that looks good, I think, Garrett, After the Hunt.
Oh, yeah, it really does. Mm. It's sort of gripping psychological drama about a college professor played by Julia Roberts who finds herself at a personal and professional crossroads when a star student, Io Edebiri, who people know from The Bear, levels an accusation against one of her colleagues played by Andrew Garfield, and a dark secret from her own past threatens to come to life. So this one's written by Nora Garrett. It's going to be in cinemas this October. Do check out the trailer
for
After the Hunt.
Interesting to see Andrew Garfield playing kind of a creepy character for you.
Yes,
well,
it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is indeed.
But a good
cast. Good filmmaker.
And nice to see Julia
really
Roberts on the big screen in that too. Okay, let's come to new releases in our cinemas and start with Four Letters of Love.
You've been a great comfort to me, Nicholas.
You are a sinful girl.
You will kneel here until these candles burn out.
Oh, sorry.
Don't be sorry. It's fine. I feel something's happening.
Well, that would be probable.
You're useless. You're a completely useless man. You know that.
I do.
Yes, there you have it. Four Letters of Love and all the accents going on there, Gart.
All the accents. I mean, you've Pierce Brosnan, Gabriel Byrne, Helena Bonham Carter, Ferdia Walsh-Pilo, Fiona Shane and Skelly all starring in it. So big cast. This is based on Niall Williams' best-selling novel. Nicholas and Isabel were made for each other, but now will they ever know it? As ghosts fade and the sheer power of true love pull them together, so too does life threaten to tear them apart.
Okay, that's Four Letters of Love. We have Harvest also in cinemas.
Yeah, this is set over seven hallucinatory days, a village with no name in an undefined time and place just disappears. Harry Melling, Khalid Landry-Jones and Frank Delane star in that one. Friendship is also on the big screen. This stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. Kate Mara also starring as well. This is about Craig Waterman, sees no reason to change his life or make new friends until Austin moves into the neighbourhood, and then this suburban dad falls hard for his charismatic new neighbour. Another movie on the big screen is called The Other Way Around. After 15 15 years together, Ali and Alex have come up with a crazy idea of throwing a party to celebrate their breakup, like a wedding, but the other way around. While their friends and family are skeptical, they seem to be sure of the decision. Or are they really? This is official selection at the Cannes Film Festival Director's Fortnight. For the kids, you have the Smurfs. They're yes. back on the big screen. So when Papa Smurf, voiced by John Goodman, is mysteriously taken by evil wizards, Smurfette, voiced by Rihanna, leads the Smurfs on a mission into the real world. Ada Wanningham, Kurt Russell, Natasha Lyonne, Dan Levy, Nick Offerman, all offering voice duties on there. Yeah. A lot. Yeah, big voice cast.
Smurfs for the kids, all right.
Smurfs for the kids.
I know what you did last summer is back again. I'm losing count.
It's a reboot of it. So this one's when five friends inadvertently cause a deadly car accident. They cover up their involvement and make a pact to keep it secret rather than face the consequences.
Oh, it'll all end in tears, I think. What about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, it's one of my favourites. It's just one that you, when you start watching it, you can't turn it off because the performances are just excellent in it. It's bizarre, it's funny, it's got a little bit of everything and loads of quotes from it as well. So it's a case of mistaken identity forces an ageing hippie to divide his time between trying to win a bowling tournament and searching for a wealthy industrialist kidnapped wife while getting involved with assorted oddball characters in the process. It's a Coen Brothers movie. Jeff Bridges, John Goodman, Julianne Moore, Steve Buscemi, Philip Seymour Hoffman and John Turturro all starring in The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski.
You can catch the dude tonight on TG Gahar at 9:50.
Gareth, thanks a million. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Aideen.